We always like to have guests from the official opposition of the NDP join us here, the Trending 55 hot seat. We're pleased to be joined on the line right now by David Egan. He is the NDP's critic for advanced education, also the MLA for Edmonton Northwest. I guess, first of all, sir, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Yeah, pleasure. Anytime, Kyle.
Our main topic we wanted to discuss today is we saw last week before the legislature went on their little summer hiatus, if you will. There was a lot of discussion surrounding some of the cuts that have happened to post-secondary schools in the province over the past little while. So I guess why don't you kind of take us through kind of some of the, I guess, situation going on that front.
It's important to understand what has gone on over the last 3 years. The first three budgets the UCP government brought forward, they made more than $690 million in cuts to universities, colleges, polytechnics. And so that was unprecedented. I mean, we've never seen cuts like that in the history of this province, and you know, it's made tuition super expensive. It has resulted in cutting a lot of programs, and you know, it's just at the time when we need our universities and colleges, polytechnics, to be functioning, right, at their best. We want to diversify the economy. We want to try to keep young people in the province, and so an attack on post-secondary really was the wrong way to go.
And you mentioned with some of the things that have happened to a lot of these colleges, universities, you know, and for some of the students out there, okay, maybe with some of these higher tuition fees, some of the availability of programs, you know, that could sometimes need them to go, you know, some other parts of the country to get their education done. And then maybe once they get the degree, they take a liking to wherever they went to school, and maybe they stay there and don't necessarily come back to Alberta. So how much of an impact could, you know, things like that, you know, students having to go elsewhere to school, could that sort of affect kind of, I guess, the future of the province with, you know, some of these, you know, smart people go and have to go elsewhere?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's very dangerous, right? Because really the young population that we have is our best asset to, you know, building the next generation, building the economy, building quality of life here. And if people have to leave because they can't afford to go to school here, or they, you know, can't get a spot, I mean, that's another thing as well. We know that there's an awful lot of kids coming through grade school right now that will, of course, need a college or university place in the next few years. If we don't build a lot of new placements, then the same thing is going to happen. So yeah, I mean, I know in Peace Country, this is always an issue. Having local colleges up there really helps for students to have a choice, perhaps an affordable choice. But again, this UCP government just can't seem to see past their nose, and they've just made some serious cuts.
And when it comes to, you know, a lot of these students having to go elsewhere for their education, because, you know, you talk about the future of the province, you know, these are, you know, your doctors, your lawyers, your teachers, your what have you, that, you know, people are going to, you know, obviously still need as the years go along. Do you think this could lead to, you know, maybe some, I guess, labor shortages, if you will, in the province down the road with all these people having to go elsewhere for the school and, you know, having these, I guess, vacancies, if you will, here?
Yeah, I mean, we see labor shortages already here in the province, and, you know, we just don't want to make that worse. So, I mean, there's a better way. You know, we can bring tuition down to an affordable level, right, so that the door is open, not locked for students. You know, we can create new positions, and we can have long-term stable funding for our colleges and universities and polytechnics around the province. You know, like any town that has a college, really, it helps to stabilize the population and the economy of that town or city as well. I mean, I'm sure you see it up in the Peace Country too, right? It provides a nice alternative for people, and it helps to mitigate against the up and down nature of the economy in the oil and gas sector.
And we talk about, you know, certainly all the different schools that are out there. There's obviously the big universities like the U of A, the U of C, U of L. There's also some of the smaller ones out there, like, you know, I myself went to Lethbridge College. You know, up here in our region, we got, you know, things like Northwestern Polytechnic, Northern Lakes College, those kinds of things. What are, I guess, some, I guess, kind of support that, you know, a lot of these schools kind of need right now to, you know, to help address some of these problems we talked about here today?
They need access to long-term stable funding, and they need to be able to make decisions about their future, right? If there's people down like the UCP's doing, you know, a lot of these decisions from Edmonton, right? I mean, do they know what's best for a place like Fairview or High Prairie or Grand Prairie or Peace River? I mean, yeah, maybe not. Frankly, colleges are at their best when they get to determine their own future. And so if we manage to form the next government, we would put long-term stable funding onto the table, and we would back it up as well, and affordable tuition rates so that students don't have to think twice about going to university.
Yeah, finally, whenever we have guests here on the Trending 55 Pods, people always like to throw in a little personal grant to kind of show, hey, these politicians and people too. Of course, we are coming up on summertime here in Alberta. A lot of people may be out, maybe traveling to different areas of the province to kind of see what sort of hidden gems we got close to home here. Now, you're so far the MLA for the riding of Edmonton Northwest. What are some, I guess, interesting things going on in your riding in the next little bit that people might be interested to check out here?
Well, you know, there's lots of things opening up now, right? Community events and Canada Day events that we're planning for. You know, and we have around, as we do all through this wonderful province, we have pretty close access to wilderness areas. You know, like I got up really early yesterday and went to Wabamun Provincial Park and caught some fish and was home before lunch. So, you know, you can do all of those things in many places around the province.
Certainly hope to see a lot of people check out some of the best areas of this province in the next little while here. David Egan, the NDP's critic for advanced education, thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Hey, anytime, Kyle. Thanks.